Oh, hello there, darling. What in the world brings you knocking on my door? No kidding. You're baking cookies? I didn't know you baked. Oh, I see. First time? Well, isn't that exciting? Oh, you're in for a world of fun, sweetie. Not to mention all the delicious treats you can make. Oh, you need some flour? Oh, well, sure, darling. I can give you some of that. I've got plenty. Oh, do you know what type of flour your recipe calls for? Oh, sweetie, there are so many kinds. And while it may not matter much, it sure can make a difference. Oh, did you take your butter out of the fridge, or do you already keep it on the counter? I see. Well, you can warm it up in the microwave if you are careful, but you just want it soft, not fully melted for most cookies. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can get away with it being melted, but if you want the best, most fluffy cookies, a soft butter is much better. Are these just for you, or are you making them for a special someone? Oh, well, isn't that the sweetest thing I have heard? Ah, young love. Making them for a crush at uni. Ah, well, that settles it. Well, dear, if you don't mind me saying, you seem more than a bit lost. Oh, don't worry about it, one bit. I mean, it is your first time and all. And with me being more than experienced with making cookies and baking in general, I would love to have you come in and let me help you make a, you know, batch of delicious homemade cookies that will knock her socks off. Oh, please. It would be my pleasure. I always have the oven and plenty of ingredients ready to go for just such an occasion. What could be a better cause than love? Well, the possibility of love, then. What do you say? Why don't you let this old lady teach you a thing or two about the wonders of baking? Oh. You are a flatterer. Well, thank you, darling. I certainly feel young hanging out with handsome young men like you. So can I take that as a yes? Fantastic. Thank you again. It is an older home with lots of charm. I love it. All its nooks and crannies. So, what kind of cookies are you making for your intended paramour? Oh, nothing really beats a classic like chocolate chip cookies. Moist, chewy, and filled with chocolatey goodness. Mm. Might I make a suggestion? We could use bits for salted caramel in the recipe to complement the chocolate chips. It gives it a little more savory sweet that I think will really push it over the top. It does, doesn't it? Ah, all right then. It's settled. All right, well, here we are. Well, it is my favorite room. The kitchen is the heart of the home, so mine is always fully stocked and well-equipped. So we should have no problem baking some amazing cookies here. Oh, don't worry, darling. I'll show you all the ways to make these at your home, too, regardless of fancy tools or not. Well, that's why you're here, to learn. Plus, I owe you. Well, for all the help you gave me throughout the year, silly, You shovel my snow, rake my leaves, help with my gutters. I don't even have to ask half of the time. You're really such a sweet soul. Even when you went off to college, you still find time to help me out when you're visiting your folks. I mean, with a neighbor like you, I'm never left unattended. It means a lot. Well, I appreciate it. You know, my kids aren't that much older than you, but I rarely see them these days. They're just so busy. Just a phone call here and there. Right, you'd think they'd want some freshly baked sweets. Well, anyway, let's not worry about that. We're here to make you the expert. Hey, don't underestimate my teaching skills. I might just make a pro baker out of you. All right. Well, since we're making chocolate chip cookies with salted caramel, correct, yes, we need to gather a few things. Yes, the flour. And in this case, we are using all-purpose flour, so you would have been fine with standard flour after all. Maybe next time. Okay, we need baking soda. Yep, that's the one right there. And a little cornstarch. You guessed it, yes, the one with the little corn pictures on the jar. I try to make it easy. Okay, now let's whisk this all together. Would you like to do it? Sure. Now we could do it in the mixer over there, but I did tell you I would teach you how to do it by hand so you could do it at home. No, not that much different. Just takes a little more elbow grease, if you know what I mean. But you're nice and strong, so you'll make short work of the mixing, I'm sure. True, the dry ingredients are super easy. Okay, that's probably plenty. Oh, whoops! Oh, don't worry, darling. This is not the first time I've had flour on me while baking. It happens to the best of us. You know, we forget a key part of baking. Aprons, of course. Here. Do you want the kiss the cook apron or the your opinion wasn't in the recipe apron? Right, I love that one. My sister gave it to me. You can use it. Okay. Now we're ready to bake again. Oh, don't worry. We'll get cleaned up when we're done. All right, we're ready for the wet ingredients. Yes, it's pretty easy, actually, once you know what you're doing. You combine the dry ingredients, then the wet, and put them all together. Yes, we're going to take the butter, unsalted, and the sugar, and... Yes, see, you're getting it, darling. We also add the vanilla extract. Now we're going to whip these all together until they're nice and creamy. Sure, you can do it if you want. Now, I usually use a mixer because, honestly, this takes a fair bit of beating. No, not that. Just by hand, it takes a while, but you can do it by hand if you wish. Alright, well, if you want. I don't mind watching a big, strong man like you at work. Yes, dear. Just like that. Oh, not too fast. Otherwise, you're going to make a huge mess. Perfect. And you just keep going until it starts to change its texture. Oh! Sorry, is that distracting? I see. Yeah, I just like to sing and hum while I bake. Never hurts to have a cheery attitude, you know? Well, sure, if you want. Yes, just like that. See how it's changing? Mm-hmm. So you're nearly done. Are your arms doing okay? Oh, that's good. Okay, you're all done. That wasn't so bad, right? Yeah, it takes a bit of work to get it creamy like that. But a little hand mixer is pretty cheap, so if you want to make more cookies, that would be a worthy investment, in my opinion. All right, well, we're almost done. Just a couple more steps. Yeah, see? I told you I could make a great baker out of you, sweetie. Mm. Well, true. The real test will be the cookies. Okay, now let's take the dry ingredients, and you hold the bowl with the wet ones, and I'll reach around you. Bit like this. Is that okay? I'm not too close, am I? We don't mind. Oh, all right, well, now I'll slowly dust in the dry ingredients. And you just fold them into the wet ones with that wooden spoon. Oh, don't you worry. I can guide your hand if you start making a mistake, darling. You keep mixing. Just like that. See how it starts to combine? Mm-hmm. Yep. And now it's starting to look more like cookie dough. Oh, we just need to keep mixing, but you're doing such a good job. Okay, just a little bit more. And perfect. Ah, all done. Now, for the fun part. We add in the chocolate chips and the caramel. We can. You can use the spoon, or if you want, we can use our hands to mix it. Yes, really. It's dough now, so it's really easy to work with. And our hands are nice and clean, so it's not a problem. Hands it is. Okay, grab the bag of chips over there. Yes, that's the one. It's clear because I buy them in bulk. I do make a lot of cookies. And I will get the caramel ready. I need to chop it into smaller chunks. It's fresh. Oh, nothing super special. Just, you want them smallish? All right. Well, these look great. Oh, let's sprinkle these out on the dough. Oh, there you go. Yes, get them all spread out. Wonderful. Oh, that looks great. Now you can gently grab the dough and mix it a bit with your hands. Yep, just like that. Oh, you're a natural. You don't need to do it a lot. Just get the chips and caramel mixed around in there. What do you think? I think they're all mixed in. Me too. We're good to go. Okay. Here. We have a pan right here. Now take a little ball of dough, just about this size, and roll it a bit in your hand. Perfect. And place it in the pan. Yep, right there. Mm-hmm. And we do it again. Yep, we just keep doing it until we're out of dough. Just be sure to leave an inch or two around each ball. Mm-hmm. Good job! Oh, well, looks like we're out of dough. Now take a fork and press down on the ball, like this. Yep, make it nice and flat. Not too flat, darling. That's right. Yes, that looks perfect. Well, now we do the rest. Oh, look how delicious they look. Oh, are you excited, sweetie? Me too. Oh, I'm sure your little friend is going to love them. Yes, it is time to bake them. I already have the oven preheated, so here, put on these gloves. And now you can pop them in the oven. Now be careful, darling. Wouldn't want you getting burned now. Look at that. Just like a pro. We should be good now. We can just set a timer and now we wait. Oh no. We can go sit in the living room now and relax. Come with me, darling. So, tell me, how are your classes going, sweetie? You know, time flies when you're in good company. Oh, looks like the cookies are done. Just let me check. Yep. They are. Oh, yes, you can get them out if you'd like, sweetie. Just grab the oven mitts over there. Yep, you know the drill now. Perfect. Now carefully grab the pan by the edge,
and you can set it down anywhere on the counter. Wonderful. Look how melty and golden brown they are. Oh! You did! Oh, you did an amazing job. Like I said, we would make a baker out of you. And look at these. Just perfect. Well, we do need to let them cool off, but you could sneak one if you wanted. I'm sure there are plenty for your crush still. You know, if you want to be a little naughty. That's right. It's okay to live a little. Here, you can use the spatula. Oh, see how moist it is? Bet you can't wait to have a bite. Come on. Try it. Right? Oh, so good. The caramel really takes it to the next level. Me? Sure, I'll have a bite. Thank you, darling. Now that's a cookie. My little baker. Well, I did say we could get cleaned up after we're done, so we have a little time now. Oh, darling, you don't have to do that. I can do it myself. Well, I suppose a helping hand isn't bad. There was more flour on my clothes than I realized. I wouldn't want to miss a spot. No, that would be a shame. You should definitely help a lonely, needy woman like me out. Oh, your hands. Oh, so strong. Oh, you're kneading my breasts so thoroughly. Oh, Seems I taught you well. But I think you're getting more flour on my clothes than off. Oh. Ugh. God. No, don't stop. No, you're not done yet. Oh, this dough needs more work, sweetie. Oh, how long have you been wanting to fondle these, darling? Ooh, all day, huh? Such a naughty boy. Do you have a thing for big, luscious breasts? Or do you just like older women? You want to call someone mommy, darling? Oh, baby. Oh, you should have said something earlier. I can be your mommy. I would do anything for such a good boy. I'll give you lots of cuddles and hugs. Oh, and kisses. Your lips are so soft. Oh, that's it. Let me taste your tongue. Tastes as good as you look. Are you ready to work the dough without the wrapping? Yes. I'm saying you can take it off, sweetie. Don't you want to play with my bare naked tits? Don't you want to suck on mommy's nipples and rest your head against my warm chest? Then what's stopping you, silly? Fucking do it. Strip, mommy. Oh, you really are excited. Ripping off my top like that. Oh, stop. Don't you dare apologize for that. Mommy likes her sweet little boy to be as needy as she is. I want you to want me to crave me. Oh, that's it. Yes. Oh, play with my nipples. Twist and pull. Do you want? Fuck. Do you want to suck him, darling? Oh yes. Oh, lick and suck and nurse from me. They're all yours. Mommy wants you to enjoy everything. So creamy and full for you. Suckle to your heart's content. Oh, God. Oh, you are greedy and needy. I love it. Ooh, your fingers finding their way inside my wet panties. And my even wet outer pussy. Oh, you really want to make mommy happy, don't you? Oh, good boy. Good fingers, yeah, just like that. Oh, fuck my tight little hole, sweetie. Oh, that's it. Oh, shit. Oh, your fingers feel so damn good. Oh, so deep. I'll keep sucking on mommy's tits. Oh, use me, baby. Oh, use this wet little pussy as your plaything. Oh, yes. Oh, you feel how sopping what I am for you? How hard. are and my nipples are in your mouth. Oh my, it's crying into your hands. Oh my thighs. Fuck. Oh, squeezing, pleading for more. Okay, Togo, Sam, darling. Mommy wants to come so badly. Please. Don't fucking stop. I'll make mommy come for you. I'll make me your wet, whimpering whore. Make me plead and beg for it. Please. Please, can I come? Please, darling. Fucking my needy, slutty pussy with those pink cards. Ram them deep, red. Fucking. Faster inside me. Make me gush pussy juice all over you. God, yes. I'm so fucking close. Oh, please, baby. Please, I need to come. Let me come for you. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Daddy. I want to come for you. Fuck you, coming. Watch mommy come. Oh, God, yes. Oh, don't stop. Oh, please. Please don't stop. Oh, yes. Oh, sweetie, your fingers. Oh, magic. Oh, just magic. Yes. Oh, you did good, sweetie. Oh, but I'm not going to let you get away with that. I'm going to give you as good as I got, darling. Don't think mommy doesn't care about her sweet little boy. Now, let's see what we've got down here. My. You have quite a bit, actually. No, you haven't been. But you certainly could brag a little, sweetie. I mean, wow. I don't know what I was expecting, but I'll take it. Yeah, you like it when mommy looks at your cock like this? All greedy and full of desire. Well, I have plans for you. Don't you worry. But first, just a little taste. God, I love this taste. Can't help it. Mommy likes playing with her food. But that's not what I want to do with you right now. Don't worry, sweetie. I think you're really going to like this. Do you like what you see? Mommy naked as a jaybird. How about when mommy pulls her folds apart for you like this? See how wet I am for you? Dripping and glistening. See how my finger just slides inside? Imagine if your cock was pumping, thrusting, fucking.
Baby, that little whimper.
You don't have to imagine. Come in here. That's it. Give me a big, strong hug. Oh, your cock knows where it needs to go. I can feel it pressing against my thighs. Here. Is that better? Nestle tightly between them. Right up against my needy, slippery, wet cunt.
Yes, baby.
Start pushing.
That's it. Use my thighs. Fuck into them.
Bury your face into my breast and just lose yourself into mommy. Safe and warm. Fuck. Your cock is tickling my clit. Sliding along my lips and... God, it feels so good. Baby. So needy. That's it. Push harder. Faster.
That was close. Almost slipped in. I see what you're doing.
I mean, my folds are gripping and squeezing you. You're angling your thrusts.
Naughty boy.
I love it. Can you make it slip the fuck in? How bad? Shit. How bad do you want it? Oh god, I want you. Oh, I want it inside. Can you? That's... Oh! God, yes! Oh, you're inside me. Oh, you did it. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck mommy. Oh, baby. Oh, baby, I'm close. I'll go back. I want your cum. Oh, I want to feel it pumping inside me. No, I'm not. Fuck. I want you to breed me. Fucking make mommy pregnant. Fill my room with your hot, sticky cum and breed your cum slut. Please. Please come with me. Come inside my needy pussy. Yeah, you want it? Oh, you want to fill mommy up? Fucking do it. Breed me, daddy. Fucking breed your slutty mommy. Fuck. I'm coming. I can feel it. I feel you coming. Fuck, I can feel it. Oh, so
keep pushing.
Oh, wait. Hold it there. Oh, God.
Oh, sweetie. Oh, here. Oh, your head against my chest. Oh. Oh, that was a big one. Oh, you came so much. I can feel it leak out around your cock and down my leg. No, no. Don't pull out, please. I want to feel you there for a while longer. Oh, God, you feel so good inside me. Oh, thank you, darling. I'm glad you enjoyed it, too. Is that better? Need mommy to stroke your hair? Of course. My pleasure. Just relax. Lean against me. Mommy's here. Oh, that. Don't worry about that for now. I hope this wasn't your only baking visit. We can talk about that later if things progress. Yes. Just enjoy the moment. Oh, I forgot we were waiting for the cookies to cool down. How we were supposed to get cleaned up. Well, I think we're going to need a hot shower. True. I'm sure they have cooled down now. Okay, well, why don't we get cleaned up and showered and I can get those cookies all packed up for your little crush. I'm sure she'll be so excited when you give them to her. Oh, you don't have to worry about that. You're always welcome to come back and bake sometime. Any time you wish. In fact, I hope you come back soon. Wonderful. Come, darling. The shower is this way.